This is Leah Gage of Leah's Movie Lowdown. In case you haven't heard, Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m., Soundstage 909 and WSCA will host the first monthly Leah's Indie Film Series. One of the films that will be featured is Brute Sanity, the first feature film from filmmaker Sam Vanavray and his company Imaginary Danger Productions. I recently spoke to Sam to ask him about the film, how he got into filmmaking, and more.
This is my directorial debut, and I produced one other film that was a short film before this, and that's pretty much the extent of my producing history. So I'm not really in the film industry yet. I'm trying to wedge myself in there, and I was doing some acting before that in the Boston area. When I realized that people weren't very good in the indie world, in the student world, at finishing all of their projects, that's when I started to think about maybe I should get back to my old childhood dream of being a director.
I wondered how many films Sam had worked on that had never been finished.
Three were just there's one that we were about to film it, and then it just got totally canceled. So really, it's like five. Yeah, there's like five things that were just canceled and not finished.
I asked him what his film, Brute Sanity, is about.
It's about a scientist who has to find a reality-altering device while her insane ex-boss tries to stop her with bizarre traps.
With such an interesting concept, I was curious how Sam came up with the idea.
Originally, I was thinking about doing a horror film, because with severe budgetary constraints, you can still make a decent horror film. But then I realized everybody else in the indie world is also making horror films. There's not that many good indie science fiction films, and science fiction is what I've read more than horror, so why not do science fiction instead of horror? The main science fiction gimmick is based on an actual scientific theory from a scientist named Donald Hoffman called the interface theory of perception. So I use a fictionalized version of that, which is that there's this larger reality around us that we have no perception of, and our technology has not yet advanced enough to be able to access this, what I call super reality that's around us. It's kind of for people who've heard of Flatland, the classic book of the square, who learns that there's actually 3D, it's kind of like that. And so then I had to make some constraints so it could be done in a extremely ultra low budget. So that became part of sort of a set of requirements for the script. And even with those budget requirements looming, it still ended up being extremely hard to do it on the budget. A lot of the science fictional things are just so over the top ridiculous, like the latest Independence Day that they want to, suck the core out of the Earth for some reason.
Did you go see that?
Unfortunately, I did.
There's 2 hours you'll never get back.
Nope. At least I got to see Jeff Goldblum doing his thing.
With so many challenges to face on a daily basis while making a film, I had to ask what the most difficult aspect of the process was.
I've learned so much about this, making this film, is how you prepare for special effects. I actually had thought foolishly that we would do a lot more practical effects, but it turns out practical effects are very time consuming and require a lot of planning and, people to build the stuff. So we ended up with a mix of practical and CGI. So yeah, those are the hard things, and I've learned so much about it on this film.
For filmmakers, each project brings the chance to learn new things, no matter one's experience level. Sam shared with me some of the things he learned while making Brute Sanity.
In my case, since I wrote the screenplay during screenwriting, and then there's in pre-production, I've got another idea, and I'm storyboarding, and then by the time there's actual set, then sometimes they have to completely change storyboards and whatnot. So you need to be on top of that a lot. With these special effects things, it won't look very good if you wait until you've already filmed everything to put it together. So the next time I do a film, I'm going to have a much quicker feedback loop of testing how edits and composite work while there's still time to refilm shots, and also in the pre-planning side, doing more work on how to film things and take even basic things that are useful for later on if there are post-special effects, like taking measurements and making sure that you've actually filmed on frame what you think you filmed. Another thing I learned is another nerdy technology thing is the compression we use to film with made things much easier for data transfer and editing, but they made green screen much harder to do. So that's something I'm going to consider in the future is some of the technology aspects with video compression for the digital stuff.
As Sam mentioned previously, the only other film he's made on his own was a short. I asked him if he found a major difference in working on a feature film as opposed to a short.
It's kind of like the same stuff magnified like 1,000 times plus special effects. Yeah, it's weird how once you get to feature film length, it just seems like everything takes so long to film. And this was an ambitious screenplay. You know, there's like 138 scenes, and so it always felt like we were halfway through like forever, just chipping away at the scenes. So yeah, it's a big magnitude to do a feature-length film, especially one with so many scenes. If I was smart, I would have made a screenplay with a lot less scenes, I think.
Another interesting thing Sam told me regarding a particular scene in the film is that it was shot at the Robert Frost Farm in Derry, New Hampshire. I think I know which scene he was referring to, but I'm not telling. Sam's film, Brute Sanity, is a very ambitious project for a new filmmaker with strict budgetary constraints, and one that he can be proud of. It will screen at the first monthly Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909, 909 Islington Street, Suite 1, in Portsmouth, on Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m. Sam will be in attendance to answer questions after the screening as well. My thanks to Sam Vanavray for taking the time to talk to me about his film and for allowing me to include it in April's lineup. This is Leah Gage.